Got a couple, Dr. Rupchinski, a couple of medical questions that might be coming your way here. The first deals with, I'll go to Bob here. It looks to deal with the number of cases that are being reported in Lancaster County and how active cases are being reported. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, yes I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, my question, to start off with, we all know at this point in time that social distancing works. My question is, I live in Elizabethtown, and we have 18,000 residents, and in the county of Lancaster County, we have 545,000 residents. As of yesterday, Lancaster County reported 914 cases of COVID-19. My question is that 914, is that the running total from the beginning or is that the active cases? 914 is obviously a large number, but when you look at the size of the county, that number is not very high at all. So I wanted to know if that's the running total or the active total.
Yeah, so that's a great question. You're very astute to point this out, and it may be worth, I might elaborate on it a little bit. So number one, to answer your direct question, it's the running total now, so cumulative cases to date. And actually, Lancaster Online, I just looked now, has got 970 up there as for today's report, which would basically be yesterday's cases. So we're in the next day going to go over 1,000 cases in the county. So it's cumulative, and why is it cumulative? Well, the first cases only appeared basically a month, not even a month ago. Around, I'd say, March 16, 17, 18 is when we started getting cases in the hospital. And then, of course, there was a delay in getting them reported from the labs. But nonetheless, we're not really going to consider people recovered from our standpoint at least 28 days out. Now, the CDC has a little bit different definition on that, and I won't elaborate. But for now, you could consider those 1,000 actively infected. But your point about the population is a really good one, and we've actually been starting to look at this here at Lancaster General Hospital around dividing the active cases, if you will, divided by the population. So you could come up with a rate or even divide that rate by 100,000 so you could come up with an idea of are we having more cases in Lancaster County? Not really, because being the sixth largest county in the state, there are counties around us that have more cases per capita, if you will, or per 100,000 people that live in that community. So yes, your point is well taken. And, you know, while we've been showing big numbers on the news, there are other counties that have slightly higher rates, especially closer to Philadelphia. Thanks for the question.